launching here into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Again, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there free. The main feature actually allows you to control the content of the site. You find something online you think's interesting, you submit it as show prep to freetalklive.com, then other listeners will get to vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most voted up will make it to the front page in the top of the website, freetalklive.com. It's like a social bookmarking site just for our listeners. So go on over there and get interactive, freetalklive.com. It's been a big day across the country. D.C., people coming from all over the United States and maybe even beyond, people coming to dance at the Jefferson Memorial for the third time. Hundreds showed up, dozens danced, and no one was arrested. It was an incredible success. There was the negative part where the police still did force everybody out of the rotunda. They did it after about 15, 20 minutes. They did crack down, but they didn't actually hurt anybody, which, you know, so it could have been worse. It could have been a little better.
Unlike last week.
Yeah, it could have been a little better, and we can kind of dissect that here in a little bit, but let's go to you and your phone calls. And by the way, not all of the news is good today from across the country. In our very own Manchester, New Hampshire, there was a huge police state crackdown on liberty activists today who were having a protest in front of the Manchester Police Department. The Manchester police apparently are a gang of thugs, and they don't like protests very much, so they went and they arrested. According to my updated numbers here, I thought it was maybe four people. It looks like seven activists at least were arrested today. We'll get some details from somebody who was on the ground there in a moment. But first, we go to Stu, who's been waiting very patiently in Georgia, listening to WFLA-FM in Tallahassee, Florida. Hello, Stu.
Wonderful Free Talk Live. Hi, buddy.
Stu, I tell you what, man, we're going to have to put you back on hold, and the board op's going to have to get you to get to a different phone. That phone has an incredible buzz on it, and it's unairable, and I apologize about that, Stu. We're going to talk to you about anything. We'll let you call in about anything, but we can't have you on if you're going to, you know, your call, the sound quality is going to make people turn their radios off. So call back. 800-259-9231. Let's bring Kevin on here in New Hampshire. Kevin calling from Manchester. You were there today at the protest, which I guess was, what was the intention of the protest in the first place?
Well, it was organized by CopBlock.org. There were two police brutality incidents lately in Manchester. There was a situation where four off-duty officers at a bar who were drinking beat up a man in a bar and charged him with destruction of property. The Attorney General said they did nothing wrong, and so we were out there protesting that. There was another situation where a man was shot in his house by police. I don't remember the specifics of that case. But we wanted to hold the Manch PD accountable for their violence they've had.
Right, and that's not it, also. One of the activists up there, Big Mike, had the police come and arrest him. They came into his apartment with guns drawn on a couple of peaceful folks that were in the apartment. I mean, these are people who clearly...
minor misdemeanor charges, right?
Yeah, these are people who clearly jump to the gun. They jump to aggression as quickly as they possibly can. And I absolutely agree. They certainly deserved a protest.
Yep, so we went out there, and we had maybe, I don't know, when it began, maybe 16 activists, maybe 20 activists out there. And in front of the police department, they were holding signs and chalking on the sidewalk and on the garden walls. And they rolled out the paddy wagons, and several cruisers came down. And that's when we got a 4-4-1 that we need more cameras, we need more people out there. So a lot more activists began arriving on the scene, and they eventually drove off in the paddy wagons and the cruisers. So we continued to wave signs and talk to people who were walking by and chalk on the walls. Somebody began chalking on the wall. One of the cops came out and asked him to produce ID, which in New Hampshire you don't have to do. You have to identify yourself when detained by the cops. But he said, I don't carry ID. I'm not going to do that.
Right. It's ludicrous. I'm sorry, just whether it's New Hampshire or anywhere, it's ludicrous, the idea, and I don't care. I don't know what the laws are. There certainly are different laws out there. But the idea that you, as a human being, have to have a government-issued identification card in your pocket, on your person at all times, because a cop might want to ask you for it, is absolutely, completely Nazi-esque, totalitarian, despicable. It's a despicable concept. Go ahead with your thoughts.
So I believe this was a demo from the Liberty on Tour. the guy who was chalking on the wall, when he was asked to produce ID, he said, I don't have any, and I'm leaving. And the cop then, Ademo turned around and began walking away. The cop then told him, you are not complying with a lawful order, grabbed him, pushed him to the ground, cuffed him, and began arresting him.
Wow.
Yeah, it makes you wonder, this producing ID. It's not like he was driving the sidewalk. I mean, then it would make sense that you'd have a driver's license. But the idea that you're just carrying a driver's license around with you, you know, to give, to have, just in case some cop asks you for it, is this bizarre behavior here in the United States. That doesn't make much sense.
Oh, it's not becoming bizarre. It's becoming more typical over time. Continue, please.
Yeah. That's actually crazy, but produce it on demand, and that's insane. So another activist was told the same thing while he was standing, while we were watching Adam get arrested. Another activist was also asked for ID, which he did not produce. He does not carry it, and he was then arrested as well.
Wow. So they're just arresting Adam people for a charge that doesn't exist. I mean, you know, the idea, what their claim was, is that he was resisting a lawful order. And then they charge him with criminal mischief. If it was a lawful order, then they'd be able to charge him with not producing ID when a cupperoonie says so, right?
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. I mean, these guys are breaking the law, as far as I'm concerned.
They are the
just
law, Mark.
Using
they can do
some
anything.
Kind of blanket charge to be able to go after, it's ridiculous.
So
cops should not have disorderly conduct, criminal mischief, disobeying a lawful order. They shouldn't have those charges because there should be a law written for things that are not lawful.
So what else happened, Kevin? You've got to two activist arrests so far.
So Adam decided not to cooperate, not to assist them in them taking him off in handcuffs. He was asked by the cop, are you going to move? And he says, no. And he says, what was your other question? So Adam said, who is the victim here? Who have I harmed? And the cop responded with, City of Manchester.
Oh, jeez.
The City of Manchester, the dirt,
the buildings,
or some fictitious corporation, municipal corporation.
Yeah, that's what it is, Mark. There's no such thing as a city of fill in the blank.
Yeah,
just human beings.
A municipal corporation is a piece of paper or several pieces of paper. You can't hurt them without setting them on fire.
Ken?
And so the cop's response to Adam's question, Adam then said, can you produce my accuser? And the cop's response was, yes, in just a minute. Then they picked him up and drug him into the police station with his knees dragging on the ground.
Oh, no.
As they're pushing another activist through the glass doorways, who had just been arrested behind him, and apparently these cops don't know how to operate doors because as they were going in, they pushed Adam into the glass door. And then jostle them around a little bit.
Oh, oops. Oh, we're so sorry. Did we give you a little bump there? Oh, we're just so sorry about that. I doubt they even apologize, though.
That last step is a doozy.
Yeah.
But then at this point, once they had the two people had been arrested, one of the cops began yelling, anybody who's recording now, confiscate their cameras. It is evidence of a crime.
Wow. It is evidence of a crime. It's evidence of their criminal activity by kidnapping peaceful people who are merely protesting out in front of their offices. That's the crime that happened today, is kidnapping on the part of the police. This is just an absolute police state crackdown. It's despicable. They're confiscating video cameras from people. Do you know if anybody managed to get... Hold on. Do you know if anybody managed to get any video out?
I actually did. I had just posted it a moment ago. I did have footage of the original two arrests. They threatened to confiscate my camera. They didn't do that initially. They started filing cops out of the room so they would get people out of the entranceway. And it wasn't until a few moments later that they came around actually starting to confiscate the camera. Mm. At this point, I had passed mine off to another activist who was on the sidewalk. So I had footage of this.
Right.
That is posted right now, and it's also been sent to WMUR, which is the local news station.
Right.
There were reporters out on the scene after that.
All right, tell you what, Kevin, I want to put you on hold here. Can you stick with us and tell us the rest of the story?
All right,
more here with Kevin from Manchester.
You know, there's spy cameras that are in the shapes of sunglasses and watch fobs and watches and things like that. Cops need to go around and confiscate people's pens and glasses and everything.
Toll-free number 800-259-9231. I'll see if I can get the video from Kevin. We'll see if we can put it up on freekeen.com so folks can get access to it here. More on the way. You can take control. This is the Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Did you know that billions are spent every year just for a simple drink of water? But it's the quality of the water that Americans are concerned with, especially after floods, hurricanes, earthquakes, and other disasters that routinely disrupt and contaminate water supplies. Safe drinking water is too important to leave to chance. That's why you need an AquaRain water filtration system. The American-made AquaRain is an essential survival tool that operates for just pennies per gallon. It lets you retrieve water from lakes, ponds, streams, or rooftops during any disaster and assures you of healthy drinking water. The stainless steel AquaRain's patented space-age ceramic and GAC technology uses microfiltration and gravity to purify water. No chemicals, no electricity, no water pressure needed, and AquaRain's cartridges last for thousands of gallons. AquaRain is hands down the best water filter on the market. Call 800-572-2051 or go to aquarain.com. That's 800-572-2051 or aquarain.com. Every family needs an AquaRain.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want. Huge news, though, today we're covering in detail about multiple incidents of civil disobedience across the country. Washington, D.C.'s huge success today with dozens of people dancing at the D.C. Jefferson Memorial. No one being arrested down there. However, in contrast, up here in New Hampshire, where hundreds of liberty-minded people have made the move thus far as part of the Free State Project, that kind of sets the bureaucrats on edge. They don't like the idea that liberty-minded people are moving to this place because they see it as a threat to their legitimacy. They see the continued activism here as a threat to the future of their scam, which is that, you know, they get to extract as much money and obedience from people as they want to. They see that as a possibility that might change in the future, and it gets them scared. So they lash out in violence, as they did today at a group of activists who had come out to protest the violent, thuggish tactics of the Manchester PD, and Manchester PD proved that they are a bunch of thugs as they came out and arrested people for things like not having government identification in their pockets, charging them with some nonsense called criminal mischief. We're used to disorderly conduct as their favorite catch-all charge, but this one's a new one, this criminal mischief charge. We'll continue here with somebody who was on the scene in just a moment.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI is a company that does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. The owner over there at SACL CAI, Jason Osborne, he understands that your customers are important to you, and they need to be treated with respect so that they'll continue to do business with you, even if somebody's handling accounts receivable for you. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's the top one on the right-hand side of the page.
Thug cops in Manchester arrested at least 7 activists today from initial reports. From what I've understood thus far, we've got Kevin on the line in Manchester. He's told us the story where Ademo from libertyontour.com, who we've had on this show a number of times, was the first to be arrested. He refused to show government ID. He probably didn't even have it on him, and the cops demanded it from him. He walked away, and they arrested him for it. They then arrested another activist for not showing identification, and that's, I think, where we're picking up the story here. Kevin, you'd managed to sneak some video out, apparently. The cops were running around trying to confiscate as many cameras as they possibly could. You managed to get yours away from the scene, ferret out at least one video, a 4-minute video, and I haven't had a chance to watch much more than 40 seconds of it, showing them arresting Ademo. So the very beginning of the arrests, that video I have posted now at freekeen.com, so anybody that wants to see that can go and check this out. But do continue regaling us with this account of mass arrests and tyranny here in New Hampshire.
So the camera confiscation was the trigger of the second and the third arrest. One of the activists, Mike, went in to ask. The cops had physically started confiscating cameras, and so they went in to ask questions like, "When do we get our property back? Can I get a receipt for this? What case is this being tried in? Things like that." And the three cops were originally talking to Mike. We asked him, "Are you being detained? Are you being arrested?" And the cops said, "No, he's asking us questions. We're not stopping him." Until one of the rather aggressive higher ups, the guy the other cops called the boss, came out and started aggressively walking towards Mike, and then Mike takes steps back to have conversational tone, and then two officers come to the side of him and pin him in, and then he's asked to leave. Please get out of the lobby. You're obstructing the walkway. He asks, "How do I do this? I am being surrounded," and they then arrest him for not leaving the lobby fast enough.
Any idea what the charge was there?
I'm actually not sure what the charges were for any of them, except for somebody else later. They wouldn't tell when they're going to be arraigned, when the bondsman's going to be out
likely
there.
Likely Monday morning. Usually, people that are arrested on a weekend, they're going to hold them all weekend, and then on Monday morning, they'll probably all go in for arraignments at the Manchester District Court. So people may want to plan. If they can't get the details from the court or from the police, may want to plan to be there bright and early on Monday morning. But do continue with the story.
So the second activist who had his camera confiscated went in to file an actual complaint about the way it was taken. And they said that we won't let you in unless you identify yourself, at which point he took his ID from his wallet, gave me all of his properties, keys and everything, and went in to file the complaint.
Nice.
About 20 minutes later, we found out he has also been arrested.
Mm-hmm.
This is not uncommon. This is a tactic that's used, in fact, across America by police departments to intimidate people into not filing complaints, because they'll threaten, they'll cajole, they'll put you into uncomfortable situations, and sometimes they'll even arrest you.
Right, they don't want you to do it anonymously. They want to have a way to intimidate.
This guy wasn't going anonymously. He had his ID on him.
He took it off of him.
Hold on. Say that again.
No, opposite. just the opposite. He took only his ID in and gave me all of his.
The guy identified himself. This is, you know, he had everything that these people asked for. Mm-hmm. They just don't like complaints. And this is the problem. This is what we've talked about on Free Talk Live all the time, is when you have only one organization, a monopoly, in any given activity, in any given place, you're going to get bad customer service. And that's what's happening here. You do not get arrested and thrown in a cell if you walk into Walmart and you say, hey, the plastic piece of crap I bought from China, it broke. They don't throw you in jail for it.
You get your money back, most cases, or at least store credit. All right, Kevin, so then what?
Well, at this point, the activity, obviously adrenaline was going. People were angry and talking. But the cops then came out and created a blockade on the sidewalk, saying that if we were protesters, we could have no more than three people in a certain area of the sidewalk, and so they have
this is another tactic
people
that they love to do. They, you know, you're supposed to have this freedom of assembly, freedom of speech, and all this
right
stuff.
Right to peaceably assemble.
First Amendment, and I'm sure the New Hampshire Constitution backs a lot of that up as well. You're supposed to have these so-called freedoms, but whenever you actually try to exercise them in a way they don't like, then they come out and they start giving orders. They start saying, you need to do this. You can't stand still. You need to keep moving. You need to be in three people. You need to do this. And they're just, it's a control freak thing. They want you to jump through their hoops so they can get a little tickle, a little laugh out of watching the serfs do exactly as they're told. And the activists up here don't like being told what to do, so that tends to not go over so well. Go ahead.
So at this point, they had a forensic photographer come out to start taking pictures of the messages that were written on the walls, such as, quit your job, find something fulfilling, don't hurt innocent people, stop extorting us for our money. And some of the activists decided that they were going to make that a group photo and stand in front of the thing to pose for the shot.
That's awesome. So did we get pictures too? Did other activists have still cameras in addition to video cameras that perhaps were not confiscated?
At this point, it's still a little early. There's still actually some drama going down from this, but I have seen a few people who were there post some really excellent still photos.
Okay.
The artwork, it's really good photos. We do have those.
Good, good. When you get a chance during the next break, let me know where to find those, and I'll see if I can dig some up for Freekeen as well. But the video that you took is over at Freekeen.com. So the forensic photographer comes out, starts taking pictures. There's a group photo. Go ahead.
And around this point, the reporter for WMUR comes out and begins interviewing Pete about what happened. And so we got the cop block banner behind him as he did his video interview, asked questions. They started talking to the officers. Everything seemed to be dying down. So people were going to leave. There was a barbecue.
So we're at three arrests at this point when they're interviewing Pete?
This is four arrests.
Four arrests thus far. All right. So stick with us here. Can you stick with us, Kevin?
Absolutely.
All right, more with Kevin from Manchester with the inside scoop on what happened today with mass arrests, thug cops arresting activists for having a protest. This is the country in which you live. This is the so-called free country. It's a big joke. 1-800-259-9231. There is something that can be done about it, of course. More on the way. We'll share the solution in a bit. Free Talk Live.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll free, 800-259-9231, focusing on some major civil disobedience today. Actually, what was intended to not really be civil disobedience in Manchester, it ended up being a non-cooperative, I guess, situation is more like it, where apparently at least 7 liberty activists were arrested in Manchester at the Manchester Police Department. They were engaging in a protest. It was demanded of one of the activists to hand over identification, which, of course, the idea that you have to have government ID on you at all times is absolutely ludicrous and total, you know, police state value papers kind of thing. He was arrested, and then others were arrested for whatever other nonsense, not showing ID. Somebody went into the police station and was arrested for some reason, which we're not sure what that was at this point. So at the point in the story at which we're at, 4 activists have been arrested, most of them for not showing identification. Cameras were being confiscated. We'll continue the story here in a moment.
LibertyManiacs.com. They have the largest online Liberty brand featuring the most comprehensive selection of original posters, stickers, apparel, embroidered hats, and over 100 different other products. From hilarious satire to hard-hitting artistic commentary, LibertyManiacs.com is devoted to outfitting the Liberty movement worldwide with intelligent, eye-catching, and fashionable gear that expresses your personal dedication to Liberty. There's a no-hassle money-back guarantee on all products, new products almost every day. LibertyManiacs.com. Go over there to LibertyManiacs.com. Check out the gear. I've got a few T-shirts from them. It's pretty awesome.
All right, so a new update here. Apparently 8 people have been arrested in Manchester today at the Manchester Police Department. The protest that went on because Manchester police are a bunch of thugs, many of them. Maybe there's some good guys out there, but they certainly weren't. The good guys weren't there today to stop them from aggressing against our friends and associates. And, of course, all of us here, Mark, myself, Kevin, we all moved here as part of the Free State Project. We moved here in order to get active so we can achieve liberty in our lifetime. And the government people don't like that very much. They don't like people getting active. They'd much rather have them just quietly complain and continue to obey and continue to pay taxes and things like that. And I can tell you that the more stuff like this happens, the more frustrated I get with the idea of having to pay property taxes. And I don't know how much longer I can keep this up. But Kevin is back with us here from Manchester, kind of filling us in with the details here. Several people arrested today, and you had gotten to the point of the story when things had kind of simmered down a little bit. Four arrests had been made at this point. Cameras had been confiscated, and WMUR is on the scene interviewing Pete from LibertyOnTour.com. Go ahead, Kevin.
So at this point, another activist was detained and escorted to her car to get ID. She was being detained apparently for the charge of graffiti because she was writing on the sidewalk with chalk.
Wow.
And she was escorted into the police station. They let her have a friend go in with her, which was odd because they were standing in front of the door, preventing anybody from going in and asking questions. They eventually gave her a ticket, gave her a summons, and released her. And as people were leaving, the cops filed out and began lining up, like, shoulder to shoulder on the sidewalk and walking forward. Because they had said you can't be standing still on the sidewalk. So they were actually pressing with their bodies against activists.
Wow.
As they had their forensic photographer out there. One of the activists, Kate from Mountain King, was standing on one of the chalk marks. Her foot was on one of the letters. And so they then arrested her for interfering with that.
Interfering
with the man who was trying to photograph the chalk?
Yes.
Wow. Obstructing government administration, one of their new charges they like to throw at activists. One of the ones I faced for standing in front of a police car a year ago, which I've never been taken to trial on yet, by the way. Go ahead with the story.
At this point, most of us were leaving, and they had arrested Kate. A few activists decided to escort some of the people who had been out there, videographer Dave Ridley, for instance, making sure that his camera was still intact when he was leaving. Some cops then began chasing people across the street to confiscate their cameras as well. At this point,
desperate.
I had left, so I hadn't experienced this firsthand.
All right. Did you hear anything about what happened after that point?
Will and another activist had their cameras physically taken from them, and they said at this point Pete Ayer was also arrested. Though what charge he was arrested on for what, I'm not entirely certain. Maybe the charge of not having enough activists there at that moment. I don't know.
Wow. It's just so disgusting. What are your thoughts about it? I mean, now you've kind of recounted the story. There's obviously a few parts missing as you weren't there for them. Maybe we'll hear more later. But what do you feel? How do you feel about this, Kevin? Your thoughts?
I think it's insane. I live here in Manchester. I like this area. And the only people around here who make me uncomfortable are the police. And this is exactly why. It's ridiculous to see them take my friends. It's really intense to see them throw somebody to the ground, put them in handcuffs, and pull them away for writing peaceful messages in chalk. It's ridiculous to me. That's the biggest word that comes to mind. It's ridiculous.
You know, they wouldn't. It makes you wonder. Would they arrest a group of 8-year-olds that were out drawing flowers on the chalk?
They'd probably arrest their parents. And then take their kids from them or something like that.
I can't imagine they would.
But I would love to see that happen. I would love to see somebody who has the courage to do some activism with their child go out there and start drawing right on their front stoop or wherever.
One of the comparisons was actually asked once the WMUR reporters were out there, if I picked up this piece of chalk and wrote something on here, would you confiscate his camera as well? And they backtracked from that pretty quickly.
Uh-huh, yeah. So it's, again, the mainstream media is given a pass, but the individuals who have cameras are cracked down upon. And usually what ends up happening is later, like a year plus later, maybe you'll get your camera back, this, you know, what is then an outdated, older piece of equipment that they just hold on to. It's really a way to punish the activists and essentially force them to go out and buy new cameras. Kevin, thanks for sharing all that. Anything else you want to share with our listeners tonight?
No, that's about it. I'm It was a great event. It was exciting. It was fun. We had great interaction with the locals.
Yeah, it's not going to be over from here either. I mean, this is they've kicked off a firestorm. I mean, the activism isn't going to die down, and hopefully this will encourage more people to get up here because we can't do this alone. We need to have dozens more move as soon as possible, hundreds beyond that, and then thousands. The Free State Project has a goal of moving 20,000 people up here. Hundreds have already made the move. Thousands, over 10,800, are signed up to move to New Hampshire, and you can go to freestateproject.org to learn more about that. And Kevin, how long have you been here now in New Hampshire?
I moved up to New Hampshire in September of 2009.
Was it worth it?
Absolutely, best decision I've ever made.
Thanks for the call tonight, Kevin. I appreciate hearing from you. And by the way, Kevin, are you going to Porkfest?
I am very likely going to Porkfest.
The Porcupine Freedom Festival, and hopefully a lot of these folks will be out by then. And thanks again, Kevin, for the call tonight. Hopefully a lot of them will be out. You'll be able to meet some of these folks in person over at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest.com is where you can go to learn more about that. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Robert is listening in Charleston to WSCFM. Hello, Robert.
Yes. So thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. It's a nice show this evening.
Thanks.
I just had kind of a comment here. I was just wondering if this is all kind of symptomatic of just generally there being too much of a police force around where they're actually, instead of out solving real crimes and doing what they're supposed to, just engage in mischief against their citizens. So
yeah, clearly Manchester police had nothing better to do today than to sit around in the office and pile out and arrest a bunch of peaceful people for holding signs.
Yeah, it's really a sad state of affairs in America, actually. But then the other thing, this thing in D.C. reminds me of a quote by Thomas Jefferson. He says that when the law becomes tyranny, rebellion becomes duty. So I'll leave you with that, and I appreciate your help.
Good thoughts,
Thank
man.
You.
Thanks for holding
Bye.
On to share that with us. It was well worth I'm glad you waited for it. Thanks for the call at 800-259-9231. Absolutely right. If you care about freedom, then stand up for it. Do something. It doesn't mean you have to get arrested. There were a lot of people in D.C. today that didn't dance, but they were there to support. And it's important to just come out, even if you aren't going to put it on the line. At least you're somewhere close to the people who are putting it on the line. And let me tell you, having people on the outside is important, too. You know, there's got to be people to call the police department, to give them hell, to let them know they don't appreciate what they're doing. People to go and give somebody a ride when they're let out of jail, to bring a video camera into court to record the proceedings. There are a lot of roles for people that may feel like they can't take the kind of risk that folks like Ademo and Pete, the guys from LibertyOnTour.com, do.
You know, people look at this and they say, oh, these silly people chalking. They should just leave the cops alone. But, you know, there's good quotes for this, and the caller just had one. I would remind you that extremism and the defense of liberty is no vice. Let me remind you also that moderation and the pursuit of justice is no virtue.
More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted. If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure's finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. Maybe you've got a smartphone. You want to get quick access to our live streams and our podcast. Go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m as in mobile. freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue with you and your phone calls, let's talk to Dave, listening in our very own Keene, New Hampshire, to WKBK. Hello, Dave. Dave?
This issue.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
This issue, recording police officers, has been on my heart for quite a while. And I did some looking into this, and it appears that they're using a telephone bugging law to arrest people for recording the audio with the video.
Yeah, that's correct. It's called wiretapping.
Yeah, this is a real stretch for one thing.
Yeah,
the thing is, I've been working with some people to try to get good people elected into office in the state, and we actually got some of these people in, and I talked with them about this very issue, and they assured me that they've either passed something or they're working on passing something to make it real clear that the public can record both the audio and the video of police. And there isn't anything the police can do about it. I mean, they can record us. We should be able to record them. And they agree with us, and they're trying to put it past us right now.
Yeah, a good bill passed the House, and then it got amended, as I understand it, in the Senate. Somebody may correct me in some way. These legal machinations can be very, very convoluted. And then it got tabled as a result of getting bastardized in the Senate. It got tabled. And then hopefully it'll get unbastardized and then passed, but it's still at this point it exists in legal limbo.
Well, I'll make some telephone calls then, because I'm friendly with one of the senators that got elected, and I'm friendly with several of the representatives.
Dave, you may want to check into the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. I know they're doing a lot of work on that. Are you familiar with them?
I haven't. I've been aware of them through one of their newspapers that's been in the supermarket, and I've read that, and I agree with their principles.
It's. I don't think they have a newspaper. You might be thinking of the New Hampshire Free Press, but the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is nhliberty.org, and people from outside of New Hampshire can join, and they can support it. It's a great organization that works exclusively in the political realm to try to do things like you're talking about, to make the laws not as onerous in this area. And, of course, people coming here from all around the country country as part of the Free State Project, a lot of them are getting involved in the political process, and some are doing the civil disobedience as well. Anything else you want to share tonight, Dave?
No, just that I thought I'd get in touch with one of the people, and it turns out he's moving to New Hampshire, and he hasn't done it yet, and I'm not sure when he's going to come. But I'll get on there and try to get in touch with him. I mean, maybe there's something I can do, because I've got a really long lens on my camera. I can stand a block off and take pictures.
Anything that you can do is appreciated, and Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Be sure to check out nhliberty.org, also freekeen.com. You want to see some of the footage from the mass arrest today in Manchester. It's up there right now at freekeen.com as we continue here with you and your thoughts. So let's go to Martin, listening in St. Pete to WFLA. Hello, Martin. Martin?
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
And, you know, these people dance around at the Jefferson Memorial, right?
Yeah, they did, yeah. About 50 people today, yes.
And that's fine and wonderful, you know. And what happens when they start spray painting gang insignias around there? Is that okay, too?
Well, I think that there's a difference between expressing what I would say is your God-given right to dance on a property that your tax money has been used to pay for and vandalizing public property. Don't you think that's a big step?
Well, is that vandalizing or just...
what happens when they start raping and murdering people? What happens when they shoot rockets out of their butt?
Calm down.
You're drawing parallels that are not really fair. Wouldn't you agree?
No.
No, okay.
If I want to take... Hello?
I'm listening.
Right here.
If I want to take my little kid up there, and he's 9 years old, right?
Yeah.
And he sees people doing... basically desecrating this thing.
Dancing is desecration to you?
Well, wait a second. Do you understand why this dancing was going on in the first place?
Are you going to have a flash mob at Jefferson Memorial? Come on,
well,
give me a break.
Wait a second. The reason that this all started was because a few people, a handful, probably about a half a dozen people, went 2 years ago to dance on Jefferson's birthday to music of their own choosing for one song. I mean, we're talking about 3 minutes here, and the park police had a hissy fit and arrested somebody over it after she asked too many questions. They didn't really arrest her for dancing. They arrested her for not complying and not being subservient enough.
But you
the kind of thing, by the way, that Jefferson would agree with. Kowtowing and walking away and doing what the authorities said, that's desecration to Jefferson.
It's also desecration to arrest peaceful people. I mean, that's a desecration of the ideas of freedom. But you're saying it's desecration to dance quietly to yourself?
Not at all. You know, I understand. You know, but if I'm taking my little kid up there and he sees this stuff going on, what's he going to think? You know,
he's
going
to think that there are people dancing.
Look,
it only lasted for 20 minutes.
There's
too many people. You wait until it's your turn to go in. It's not like there aren't lines for monuments in Washington, D.C.
Well, I mean, come on. What's wrong with kids seeing someone dancing? Are you kidding me? I mean, how ludicrous. There's something wrong with that in your mind?
You don't do that at a memorial.
Well, can you dance?
You don't do that.
Well, that's what you don't do.
Wait
a second.
In
New Orleans, people, and I'll tell you, military guys in New Orleans get these little parades where they go down the street with brass bands, people dancing all over the place.
Okay.
Not everybody expresses grief.
Are you going to dance at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier?
You can't get up there.
You can't get up there. Sure you can.
No, there's a gate up there. You can't get in front of the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
You can get close.
Yeah,
I've been there.
I suppose
just
you could dance there
you
if you wanted to.
Just because you disagree with how some people express themselves, you believe that makes it okay to put those people in a cage?
Oh, absolutely not. No, but there are things that are inappropriate, and that's just inappropriate.
But I'm asking you this. Do people in New Orleans, when they give these memorial parade things with brass bands and dancing down the street, is that inappropriate?
Of course not.
Okay. Is it inappropriate if they do it for military personnel? in?
Of course not.
Okay. If I'm a military personnel and I want to be buried in Arlington Cemetery, and one of my requests is, and I bequeath money to do this, to have one of these bands play, you know, whatever songs they play and march in front of my grave, is that okay because there's other soldiers around?
Of course, but that is not.
Okay,
happened.
So I just don't see the problem here. Your kid seeing some people dancing does not seem to me like any kind of infringement upon your right.
Thomas Jefferson liked dancing.
There are all kinds of
quotes out there about Thomas Jefferson, what he had to say about how great dancing was. So why isn't that appropriate?
Have you been to Monticello?
I have not been to Monticello. It is one of my goals to get there.
I have. You know, okay. I know what the dude's all about, okay? And you know, but there becomes a point to where, you know, no. You know, you don't come and spray paint graffiti
painting graffiti.
I doubt there would have been a national and international movement behind it if somebody had gone in and spray painted graffiti at the memorial. Instead, it was just dancing, which of course is completely harmless. So I just want to make sure I'm clear on what you said, because what you've been saying seems a little contradictory. You think it's inappropriate to dance, but you think that they should not have been arrested for it?
You know, I'm not arrested, but, you know...
What should have happened?
Moving along.
And if they don't want to move along, then arrest them,
see,
right?
That's what happened, though. And then the girl who initially got arrested, this was 2 years ago, she asked some questions about it being public property and what are her rights in this area. And then the people who said move along didn't feel like she moved along quickly enough. When you give somebody the power to say, move along... then behind that power has to come the force to do something about it. Because otherwise, you're just a crazy guy with a little piece of tin on your shirt and a silly hat talking about move along.
Martin, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. You know what I think is inappropriate? I think it's inappropriate to support caging peaceful people, period. I think it's inappropriate of these government goons to do what they do, and that is follow orders blindly and arrest people who have never harmed another human being, who have not done any damage to any property. I think that's what's inappropriate. That's the insult to the Thomas Jefferson Memorial. The behavior of the police is insulting to the ideals of freedom.
You know, when I was at the Thomas Jefferson Memorial, people weren't standing around solemnly with their heads bowed, saying little prayers to Thomas Jefferson or anything. There were kids running around, people taking pictures, people are kind of posing next to the statue with their tongue sticking out and a silly hat on. I mean, I don't know what the difference between any of the other behavior that goes on at the memorial and this behavior. This is organized.
More coming up here. Your thoughts, welcome. 800-259-9231. We've got a whole other hour remaining for you and your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Sofers, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.